So that's the beginning of the diary section that immediately becomes narrative and goes into how she meets this girl named Pussycat. And then, you know, whatever the story begins. But the reason I read you this is I wanted to hear all, most of what you heard is language that wasn't stuff I made up at all. It's language that I accessed through sexual stuff. So it was stuff that was just, you know, I mean, I made the writing, it was changed to as little as you change just when you're writing down a dream. But I became very, what goes through when you're going through sex? So that was some of it. And that, as the whole book goes on, Pussy King of the Pirates, that language starts taking over the narrative. So it becomes, Pussy King of the Pirates is a girl's version of Treasure Island. I mean, it's just Treasure Island with everyone's a girl. And it's the search for buried treasure. And the way the buried treasure is found is partly through dreaming, partly through the sexual language, which isn't made up like someone will write about sex. I wasn't writing about sex. I was accessing that language. So that's the work now.
Were you writing? I remember when I saw you in Portland, I thought you wrote as you were having sex.
Yeah.
So did you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I meant by accessing sexual language. You know, the pen was here, the hand was here.